Welcome to Women Writing Men. This is episode 4. I'm Delaney, here with
Mariah.
And the goal of this podcast is to find the most attractive man in fiction. We have not been having a lot of luck so far.
No.
We're on our third book.
Yes.
And
I'm not sure today is going to beat who we have a number one.
Yeah, I don't know if this one's going to do it, but the book we're doing today is Our Wayward Fate by Gloria Chow. Sorry, go ahead.
I was going to say, should we just go right into it, or do we want some first impressions?
Yeah.
Did you enjoy the book?
Let's do that. Yeah. I didn't.
I didn't either.
Okay, good.
I enjoyed it for its simplicity. It was a nice break from our last book we did.
Yeah.
In that I was able to read this book so quick, just like absorbed it all, yeah. But I wasn't impressed with it.
No. I struggled in that, like, I didn't love any of the characters.
No.
And that was hard. I actually really liked the voice. Like, I like the author's voice. Uh-huh. I thought it was really, like, strong and, like, punchy and, like, interesting. She was annoyed all the time.
The girl?
Yeah.
Whose name I haven't said yet.
Yeah. So they...
Oh, should we do a really brief synopsis? We did that once, remember?
Did we? Yeah. Oh, yeah. You did it.
Yeah, I did it, and then we went into you.
Okay.
Okay, I'll give a brief synopsis. Okay, so we start in this little small town in Indiana with our character whose name is Ali.
Yes.
She is from China, Chinese descent. She lives in Indiana, though, obviously. And very quickly we meet the boy of the book, Chase Yu, who she doesn't want to fall in love with because she's the only Chinese boy, and that's
yeah.
Crazy town. But they fall in love, huh? But there's also all this mystery. Her mom wants her to go to China. Why? Why China? Her mom doesn't want her to date Chase. Why? Why not Chase?
Yes.
And so she goes to China to discover what her mom is hiding. Should I say what her mom is hiding?
No, we'll get there.
It's a big, big, what? What? Where did this come from? Right out of left field.
I disagree. I saw it coming like a mile
away.
Oh,
no. I don't know if I did. I did once. There were some things that I was like, this right out of left field, more so in that I was like, is this really
what really this is this happening? Is where we're going with this book? Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Chapter one. I'm not gonna do the chapter names because I don't care for them.
Some of those. I was like, man, I literally thought when I read one of them, it was called like Utterly Something. And I was like, lady's gonna have to read this out loud.
I'm not going to. I wrote them down. I could.
Well, you got to do that one. I can't remember what the other one is. Utterly Something.
I don't know.
You'll know it.
Yeah. The first one is Dry Toast. Now I guess I have to. Now you've, like, built them up. Which is...
You could just cut that part out.
I'm like, chapter one, and then I read the title, and then I just cut it out. Or, like, I bleep it. So our main character, Ali, is Taiwanese-American, specifically. Her mother gets mad at her for playing baseball.
Yeah. I wasn't sure if this was a reference to baseball or, like, second base. Like, sexual second base.
I had no idea. I really didn't understand.
I was going to ask you, because I was like... Because it was a note. Remember, she found a note that was like, blah, blah, it was at second base. And then her mom was like, are you playing baseball?
I don't... There was some things in this book where I just, like, read it, didn't understand it, and I just moved on.
I read it again because I was like, are you talking about sex or are you talking about baseball?
Like, what? Who is
and
mad
clearly about
what?
Her mom was talking, thinking
about
it was baseball.
Yeah.
But I think the note was about sex. And that the daughter was just like, mom thinks it's baseball. We're good. We're good.
Yeah, she goes to high school. She lives in Plain Heart, Indiana. It at one point, I looked up where Indiana was because in case Mariah and I are both Canadian, we live on the West Coast in BC, and sometimes I just don't know where the states are.
No, really, I know some of the big ones.
Yeah,
I didn't look up Indiana, and I don't know where it is.
I had to look it up because she mentioned water and a beach at some point, and I thought it was landlocked and was super confused.
Is it not?
It's on Lake Michigan.
Okay.
So it's over by Wisconsin and Illinois.
So it's kind of close to Canada.
Yeah, it is. It's like, I know. That's the other thing.
I totally guessed that it was farther south.
Yeah, I thought it was like more in the
middle area.
Middle zone.
Like all of the ones I don't know
about. Yeah. Yeah, in that little area where I don't know where things
anything
are.
Else, yeah.
So
interesting, okay.
Yeah. Okay, so Mariah and I are gonna have to talk about some racism in this book, because she experiences a lot of racism because she's the only Taiwanese American in this whole tiny town.
So we're putting out a disclaimer right now.
Yeah.
We're white.
And our experiences, like, and the other thing is we live in a part of Canada where there's a huge Asian community.
Yes.
So some of the racism she experiences felt really weird to us.
Yeah.
Like, for me, it felt almost like really big and out of proportion.
Mm-hmm.
But I thought that might have been a deliberate choice by the author. Like, she blew it up bigger or made it more like exaggerated so that you'd be like, oh wow, that's racism.
Yeah.
If this is written for a younger audience, in case they might not have noticed.
Yes, and it was definitely written for a younger audience, guaranteed.
Yeah. Yeah, one of her teachers, a lot of the racism comes from her teachers, which is another thing where I was like, weird.
Yeah.
I would have expected it from other students, but yeah, that struck me as weird. But one of the teachers asks her if she's related to P.F. Chang.
Wow, I missed that one.
Yeah. I immediately, like, I wrote it down and I was like, what the heck? Like, why? Yeah, there's another comment where her friend tells her to wear eyeliner to fix her eyes, which I was like, whoa, that's a big, big racism.
And I know that that's a big thing for Asian people.
Yeah.
That their eyelids aren't, they don't look like white people's eyelids. And that is a place of like lower.
Yeah, I know. There's
feelings.
Yeah.
It makes them feel sad about themselves, which is crazy talk.
Yes. The other thing since there was a racism in the book, we consulted with
one of my really best friends who I've known since early high school,
mm-hmm.
Who isn't from Taiwan, but she grew up in Beijing and then moved here when she was like 7 years old. And so we were like, we need to talk to someone who might have actually experienced some of these things so that we can understand it better, which was also really cool.
Yeah.
Learning opportunity for the two of us.
Yeah, she did confirm things that we thought. We were like, that's crazy. That wouldn't happen in Canada. And she's like, no, that's definitely happening. And we were like, oh. So, yeah.
So, yeah. Thanks, Vanessa.
Yeah. So she has three friends, Ava, Kyle, and Brenda. Kyle is a girl.
Yeah.
They suck. So she goes to her locker to make a peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
That was one of my notes. So also, guys, I wrote all these extensive notes and then lost them all. Because I write them on my computer. But that was, I wrote like, you make your sandwiches in your locker?
I found that so weird.
Like you just, like,
have
peanut butter,
supplies.
But like also jelly needs to be, like peanut butter doesn't, but jelly does. You can't leave it in your hot locker.
I don't, so and like, you have like butter knives? Like what? I don't understand.
It was really weird. I'm like, who does that? Just make it at home. It's so much more convenient.
Yeah, like if she went to her locker to get a PBJ, make, like she has a whole loaf of bread in her locker.
Didn't get it.
And she does that because everyone tells her that her kanji looks like vomit.
Yes.
And that was something that both of us were like, wow, they are so mean about her food. And they think they think it's so disgusting. And Vanessa actually confirmed that was super a thing.
Yeah.
Like,
that she felt that in elementary school specifically, and then started asking for sandwiches, which is exactly what this girl did.
Yeah. And Vanessa said that her younger sister,
who's still young today, I think she's in grade 7 today.
Yeah. She still asks for sandwiches and, like, won't eat some of the food that her mom brings her.
That is, like, from China.
Yeah.
Which is so sad because it's so delicious.
And it's so sad because it's still, like,
happening
right now. Like, this is a very real thing. And, yeah.
And we had no idea. We were like, man, these kids, like, is this real?
Yeah. Like, we were like, how weird. I think also because in this book, they're, like, 17 in high school. And we were like, what kind of 17-year-olds are like, ew, yucky food?
Yes, but it could have also been, because she does talk about a lot of the racism she experienced was when she moved first, which was elementary school. She'd been there for 11 years. And so she was kind of just like, I will blend in and do it the white way.
Yeah.
And so...
So she just came to accept that peanut butter and jelly sandwiches...
was what she would eat until she left high school.
Yeah. She called... So her friends... At one point, she calls them White, Whitey, and Whiterson. Like, in her head, she's like, that's what they are because they're like...
just different shades of white.
Yeah. And she... She is, like, this main character, Ali, is so angry all the time. Like, everything annoys her.
Yeah.
And that's, like, her primary personality trait, which made her not super fun. So they're talking about the new guy that has come, Chase Yu.
Yes.
And they're all like, he's Asian. And you so should you date should date him.
Obviously.
Yes. She, and oh, wait, like,
they just, I have what he looks like.
Oh,
I
good,
have
good.
His, I was like, I'm going back for that. Okay. So... his first mention, I've got the quote, it was almost as if there were a spotlight from God shining on him to tell me, ta-da, finally, another person in the school who looks like you. And that's Chase Yu.
So, so he looks like Ali.
But specifically his appearance, he has clean-cut clothes, he has clean-cut hair, he's very trim, very proper. She describes him as looking Chinese or Korean.
I thought
she,
that was a comment on his last name, that you oh, could you. Be Korean. Interesting. And so she was like, maybe he's not Chinese.
That could be it. Okay, so that's probably more like what it is. Then they describe him as a bad boy because he smokes, but he doesn't actually smoke, but he went to the smoke pit. Oof. But then he also tells a teacher to fuck you within minutes of the start of class.
Okay, so then there's a brief where they're like, he's so hot. And then she's like, hot like Szechuan or hot like Sriracha? And I was like, what on earth does that mean?
I know, but like apparently if you were Asian, you would know. See, that's where I was like, girl, she was upset that she had let that slip because she was like, oh, my friends don't understand.
So then she replaced it as hot like Noah Centineo versus hot like Brad Pitt. Mm-hmm. So then I was like, is it like mean versus like... like, bad boy versus cute boy?
Except for they've determined he's a bad boy, and Noah Centineo is cute, so...
And I was like,
and they just... and they decide he's Noah Centineo hot.
Yeah, and which... is Sriracha? Like...
But here was... so, even that part, because she got very upset that she let that slip, and she was like, man, I need to become white again.
Yeah.
And I was like, dude, if it was me, if, like, if my friend said that to me, and I didn't get it, I'd just be like, explain it to me, like...
Yeah.
What do you mean?
And then, but she rephrases in this weird white person way.
But again, I was like, is that because I have a different kind of relationship with my friends where I'm like, explain your ways.
Yeah.
And she's like, don't explain my ways. Don't let them know.
Yeah. But her friend sucks. So.
But her friend sucks. Exactly. So like her friend sucks. So she has to do that. So that's the first mention of Chase.
Yeah. She mentions she does not want to date a Chinese guy because her mom wants her to date a Chinese guy.
She also doesn't want to date him because everyone... she doesn't want to, like, fall into this trap of course she would date him because she's Chinese, because then she's just like, I'm falling into place, and she doesn't want to fall into place in this town.
Yeah. And there was another guy that she talked to. She mentions Yoon briefly.
In chapter one, wow.
Yeah, I know. And so this guy, she just hung out with him for a sec, and he was gay, and... she was like, I don't understand you. Or maybe she just mentions, like, there was another Chinese guy and I didn't understand him.
Maybe.
Anyway, I might have spoiled Yoon's gay. Everyone in class whispers, both Asian.
Oh, I have so much to say about the kids talking in class, about them. They also whisper, meet cute. And I'm like, who whispers that?
Yeah. It was so...
so, one, who whispers that? Two, man, these kids suck at talking behind people's backs. I'm like, I was asking another person, not an Asian person, but just, like, high school, talking behind people's backs. Because I was like, I know it happened.
Yeah.
But no one who's at the... but, like, the person being talked about shouldn't hear it.
Yeah. And, like, and they were just, like... every student in the school was so invested in this.
Yes,
like
so much.
Like, it was the only thing that mattered.
Yes.
Which, actually, small town life...
maybe. Is that, you lived in a small town. Yeah. Is that what it was like? Because I didn't.
It, like, if a thing happened, it was what everyone talked about.
Yeah.
So I could see that happening, but not so much that they're, like, both Asian as they walk in, which is a weird thing to whisper.
Oh, man. That's weird. Yeah, okay. I'll ask some more questions about being a small town, because there's other things that I was like, this wouldn't happen, but in a big school, it wouldn't happen.
Yeah. Someone says, checking out the new Asian meat. Just like, what the fuck? Like, oh man. Incident of racism, the teacher, because the teachers are way more racist, is like, oh, we got two Asians now, better watch out for you two ruining the curve. And yeah, when we talked to Vanessa about this, she was like,
it has happened to me before.
Yeah, but she was like, I kind of took it as a positive thing. Like, she was like, it just made me feel smart.
Yeah.
But there is, like, there is a positive racism thing, especially with Asian Americans or Asian Canadians.
Yes. And I have read, I read a book on, like, stereotypes and, like, biases for Asians. And I know, like, it can be seen positively, because it's a positive stereotype that they are smarter. But it's also very detrimental, can be, for Asians that aren't smarter.
Yeah.
And I think I'm struggling in school, so you're, like, making me feel really bad about myself, because that's not me.
Yeah. It's really damaging just to assume anything about anyone based on what they look like.
Yeah. So Chase immediately gets bothered.
Yeah, and I was like, did they crank the racism up to 11 for effect? Because this is, like, still the first chapter, yes. And I was like, there has been so much racism. It, like, I was, like, not ready for it. Yeah, Chase makes some sort of weird comeback. I didn't note it down, but I didn't love his comebacks.
I can't remember what any of his comebacks were. I just was like, man, he is also angry.
Yeah. He gets kicked out of class?
I think he just storms out. Oh, I don't actually think... And then the teacher's like, he leaves. You better be going to the counselor's office!
Yeah, no, so he just leaves. And I'm like, wow, first day. Like, yes. He just walks out
of
class.
I actually created a timeline for the novel. Yeah. Because I was like, how much time is passing?
Like, a week?
Yeah.
Pretty much. Okay.
We'll go through it. This is day one.
Yeah, okay. And then, so he's waiting for her after class, and he, like, tells her how to say his, or she tells him how to say her name properly.
Yeah.
But he, like, already knows her name, because everyone's like, hey, do you know her?
Yes. And he also, his question is, why didn't you say something? And she's like, you don't know what it's like here.
Yeah, this,
like,
is just how it is.
This is how I get by.
Yeah. Chapter two, they go to Kung Fu.
Yes. And he's there.
Yeah. And he's in all of the same classes as her, because they're all in all the AP classes. And the rumors are flying. She asks her mom why she should date a Chinese guy, because she's like... Because she feels like she connects with Chase a little bit, because she's like, oh, he's like me.
And he knew how to pronounce her name.
Yeah.
And he said a Mandarin word. And yeah, she's like, I've never heard Mandarin before at school.
Yeah. So it's, like, nice and fun for her. But so she asks her mom, why should I date a Chinese guy? Because her mom has always said,
you can only date Chinese guys.
And she was like, I'm never going to date a Chinese guy. Yeah. And her mom's like, you should date one because I said so.
Yes. And gives her no information. She's just like, I know what's best for you because I am an elder and I have wisdom.
Yep. She wants Allie to go to China to find her roots.
And then Allie's like, I'm not from China, Mom. I'm from Taiwan. And she's like, well, historically, you were from China, so let's go to China.
Yeah. Yeah, her parents have a really rocky relationship. They go in different rooms. They don't talk to each other.
They get uncomfortable when they are in the same room. Like, it's not like...
Yeah.
There's no talking. Parents don't talk to each other.
And when they do talk, it's like a snip and where the mother's like, you don't make enough money and you've ruined our lives. Like,
harsh words.
Yeah.
They're kind of sad.
Her mom knocks over a pile of newspaper clippings that she can't read because they're in Mandarin.
But she also, I remember that part because she was so desperate to read them. Yeah. And I was like, this is so interesting. And again, I was like, that's not how my family is like. Like, my mom doesn't have secret news clippings.
Like a murderer or something.
Like, my mom has a box of her papers. She doesn't like us to go through them, that's true. But not because she's hiding things, it's because she has them in her order. And she doesn't want someone to mess that order up. But her mom clearly was like, you cannot read my things.
Yeah.
Which just makes me want to read them more.
Yeah.
And it becomes a recurring theme that secrets are being kept and Ali must figure them out.
Yeah. And so there was, she saw the word Liang and then Zhu... should have asked Vanessa how to pronounce this properly. Her last name is Chu. And the park is Zhu. Which, so Chu is the, like, Americanized version of Zhu. Anyway, so there's this park in China. I wrote, I don't understand, so there was obviously a scene there that I didn't understand. It was like one of the as seen from afar.
Oh, I didn't reread those parts because I just didn't care.
I don't think anything relevant happened.
If they, yeah, with them or without them, the book would have been the same.
Yeah, this one has interludes where you go to this park and there's a separate storyline.
It's the two characters. It's Lian Shanbo or whatever and Zhu whatever. And girl.
Ying Tai. I wrote it down.
And the girl, it's basically all of it, all that's established is there's a man and a woman, but the woman's pretending to be a man and they're hanging out.
Yeah. Chapter 3, Nerds, is the name of this chapter, which is not the worst one, but there's going to be some terrible ones.
Yeah. Wait, you missed something.
Did I?
Wait, it's chapter 2 Kung Fu still?
Yeah.
Okay, chapter 3. Okay.
She was like, I think she went to Kung Fu by herself and then Chase was there.
No, he was there the first day.
Okay.
Because that's why I was like, are you for real? This is happening quick.
Yeah, Chase comes to Kung Fu practice. They have a Polish Kung Fu master.
Who she's into. She likes this guy.
I like him too.
Yeah.
He was one of the few good characters.
He also will like say really dirty things, like really and like not mean to.
Yeah.
And then be like, oh my goodness, what did I say? Because he says, oh, Ali likes it rough.
Yeah.
And then he's like, oh, that's a mistake. So he's like, oh, she likes it hard.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they're both like, oh man, Guy,
stop.
Guy, just back away.
Yeah. They impress each other and she calls him a ninja, which she continues to do throughout.
Oh, my goodness.
Weird.
I miss that too. I like these things I miss.
Yeah.
Wow, you reminded me that.
They spar furiously.
Yes. She's like, I'm not holding back on this guy.
Then they just collapse on the ground. Chase tells her that he used to live in an area where there were lots of immigrants.
So he's
Flushing.
Like,
this,
yes.
They bond.
He asks her on a date.
Yeah.
That's what. So. They met each other earlier, like today, and now he's like, let's go on a date. I get your vibe. We've sparred.
Yep.
I also was like, these are the things you know about her. She doesn't defend against racism, and she likes kung fu. Let's date her.
Yeah. Which he later justifies as he's like, I'm used to having other Chinese people around, so he just wants like someone that he has something in
but
common
why would
with.
They date?
Because she's just, a girl.
Just hang out as people.
They could just be friends.
Yes.
But he's like, no, I want to date you.
Yeah. Oh, and she doesn't agree to the date or anything.
No.
He's like, let's go on a date. And she ignores him and leaves Kung Fu.
Yeah.
Well, actually, he's like, let's do push-ups. And if I do more push-ups than you, then you have to go on a date with me. And she just refuses.
I hate that. There's like a thing where they're like really competitive with each other.
Yeah.
And I'm like...
Physically competitive with each other.
Which I struggle...
I'm
really weak as a girl, and it makes me...
Man, if that's how guys got dates, I would be on dates all the time.
Because they would win. So she comes home to a dark, empty house. I couldn't figure out if she drove. Like, I was like...
She does drive, though.
She does.
We learn that later. Drive things.
But yeah, I was confused.
Well, that's how I figured how old she was-ish. Because I was like, she drives? Because they never say. We just knew she was in high school and she was preparing for university.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay. 16 to 18, bang.
Something, yeah. She remembers when the Cao family came to visit with Yoon. Yoon went back to... Yeah, so Yoon was an international student sort of thing. Like, he came to America.
His family lived in America.
Yeah. And then went back to China.
Yes.
And then he went to, like, an international school there because, like... Because
he wasn't Chinese enough.
Yeah, so he feels out of place both in America and in China.
I actually remember I wrote a really good quote from this part that she was like, I lost it, I think. Let me look. But it was something that I was like, ooh, this is a really just like impactful line that was something like for Chinese people that they don't feel at home anywhere. Like, as a Chinese American, I don't feel at home in America and I don't feel at home in China. Like, there's no place. I don't fit.
Yeah. And so this was, she's like looking back on when she was talking to Yoon about this. And they go to this place and she kind of like figures out that he's gay somehow. He like looks at a guy. And she's like, guess you're gay.
And then he gets super, super offensive because she's so terrible at communicating that. Because
she just assumes he's gay and then just like...
Yes. And then he's like, don't tell anyone. And then she's like, have you talked to your parents about it? And he was like, I literally just told you not to tell anyone. And she's trying to connect with him because she's sensing that he struggles to talk with his parents, which is what she struggles with as well.
So she's like trying to bond with him.
But he's like, you're being really insulting right now.
And he's like scared because she's implying that like he should tell his dad when he's like, my dad will kill me, basically. Yeah. And then he points out how terrible her relationship with her mother is.
Yes.
And so then he's like, why, you know what it's like to have Chinese parents. Why would you suggest that?
She's like, I know, that's what I'm trying to get across to you. But she just sucks at being open, vulnerable, and being like...
Yeah. It's like learned miscommunication from her parents.
Yeah.
Chapter 5, Rabble Rousers.
Ooh, I remember this one. They get into some rousing.
She's sitting in class. Okay,
so day 2. This is the second day of the book.
She's sitting in class, feeling annoyed that she wants to date Chase, because she feels annoyed about everything. They're reading the Joy Luck Club. I don't know what that book is.
I wonder. We should have looked that up.
Yeah.
Apparently it's...
About it's the Asians. Chinese. Yeah. Yeah.
Code. Yeah. Which she even feels like the choice of the book. She's like, is that racist? Like, are they just trying to fulfill the, I got my multicultural book done?
Yeah.
Or are they actually, is the English teacher actually genuinely like, this is a really useful book for these children to read?
When we were talking to Vanessa, she was like, isn't it like interesting too that you guys had to make this phone call to me to talk about the racism that I had experienced? Because like, she's like, no one has ever called you and been like, how's the racism been? Like, and that's, that is a weird white person privilege.
We don't do that. We actually, because of all this stuff, also like the timing of this podcast is super interesting of like Trump calling coronavirus the China virus because of where it originated. And that's ridiculous. Or like Black Lives Matter movement and all this racism. So as a white person, we were like, what is, like, is there white people racism? Because sometimes white people say there is. And I'm like, is there? We looked it up. There is a list, hundreds of words long, of things you can call white people that would offend them. I've never been called any of those things.
Yeah. And that's, I mean, we live in an area that's, like, saturated with our cultures, so.
Yeah. Well, one of the most common ones was redneck stuff, like hillbilly.
Yeah.
Which
I've used on other white people. Okay, maybe I shouldn't admit that.
But you know, honestly though, I wonder if people from like Vancouver would call people from Maple Ridge like the rednecks.
They have.
Exactly. So technically I've experienced white racism. It just doesn't feel like anything, and that's the difference.
I think, it's also like it's not impacting our lives. No. It's not impacting like our opportunities that are available to us.
No.
There's lots of things. Yeah, so the teacher asks her why she thinks characters communicate with stories in this book, The Joy Luck Club. And then she's like, otherwise it would just be silence like my family.
Yes, and I thought this part was so sad. Because, like, she, I mean, her whole, like, actually being, she was trying to be open and be like, this is what my culture is like. But then she started swearing, and I was like, you've lost them.
Yeah.
Because you can't swear in class, like.
Yeah.
But, like. She was actually, this could have been a very good class conversation of, this is what it's like. This is what, like, look inside, learn about us.
Yeah. If her teacher was good, but her teacher sucked.
Yeah.
And all the other students sucked. And so it was not a good learning experience.
And instead, did they get thrown out of the classroom?
Yeah. They get, sent to the counselor for swearing because Chase backs her up. Now, this was one of the points where it gets worse at the end, but there's a phenomenon where people don't say what they want to say, like, in real life. You kind of, like, say something else. You don't just, like, come out and honestly say what is very deep and meaningful to you. And this didn't play with that at all. People always said
exactly
what, like, the author needed them to say, you know? Like
so what's your example here?
It was like how she was being just really honest in class about what her actual experience with her parents is like.
Mm.
Like, would you do that?
No.
Right? It just made it like kind of takes away from the reality of it. It doesn't feel as realistic or as, like, honest, because it's like, that wouldn't happen.
Yeah.
I'll give it a pass on this one, but at the end, I'll bring it up again. Yeah.
See, I read that and was like, oh man, she's been hiding her whole life, and now she's just fed up, so she's gonna go on this rampage of honesty.
Which I think, like, that can happen too. It's just like, I think there's, she should be guarded about some things.
Yeah.
Right? Like, I don't know. The counselor knows her mother is crazy. Her mother has concerns about Chase and told the counselor.
Yeah. And I was like, wait, okay. So day two, mom knows about Chase and is already like, stay away from him.
Yeah.
We're on day two, people.
Yeah. She drops her books, grabs his shirt, and kisses him.
Yeah. So day two.
And he says some cheesy stuff.
They're kissing.
I don't know what he said that was cheesy, but I wrote he says some cheesy
stuff. I remember, because she's like, who am I? Am I Ali or am I Ali? And then he's like, you're both of them.
Yeah. I struggle with
cheese.
Cheese.
I struggle with cheese. I'm like, how do you respond to cheese?
It just, like, it doesn't feel genuine. It doesn't feel heartfelt. It just feels like a line.
Yeah.
Chapter 6, ew.
Oh, I remember this.
Yeah.
This is also day two. Day two, people.
He walks with her, and she tells two people to fuck off.
Yes. Okay, so this was the thing that I was like, does this happen? Because, you know, so basically these two people are, like, talking to them. These random people they aren't friends with are talking to them about them hanging out. And I was like, man, random people who I wasn't friends with didn't just talk to me about who I was walking down the hall with in high school. And I was like, is this small town vibes or is this crazy?
I found it super weird.
Okay.
You don't talk to just people you don't know. I find that super weird. And then they tell you to fuck off. Like, yeah, he sits with her friends. And they're like, ew, what's that?
Because he's got his lunch. Mm-hmm. His Chinese lunch.
Kyle does an offensive Chinese accent. And her friends suck. And then she's like, my name is Ali, you ignorant xenophobes.
Yes.
Which, another, like, I feel like that's a really weird and unrealistic line for a teenager to say.
And they think it's unrealistic, too, because they're like, there's your smart Chinese racism. Like, racism, again, only Chinese people use such big words.
Yeah. Brenda tries Chase's food.
This was so weird. Yeah. So, like, they're storming away. They're like, we're done. I'm done with you. You're not my friends anymore. And Chase is like, takes some of his food and puts it on a napkin. And he's like, try my food.
Yeah, and then they
do. But I bet you won't.
And then they do. And the one's like, oh, it's pretty good. And then the other one's like, tastes like ass to me.
But she's like saying that mockingly, like, because she's mad at Ali. But I was like, why would he leave the food? And why would they eat? It was weird.
Yeah. And then right at the end, she discovers her mother has a secret safe.
Ooh. She also agrees to go on a date with Chase, doesn't she, in this chapter? Because they go on a date. That's next. Day two, they're going on a date.
I didn't write it down. Maybe I'll just skip all the interludes and just, like, tell you what it is. It's basically, there's a girl in, like, 19th century China who's dressing as a guy to get an education.
19th century is not that long ago.
No, 19th century is, like, when it's before the 19th century.
Like the 1800s?
Yeah.
So not that long ago.
I feel like the 1800s was a while ago. I don't know about you. I don't remember it too well.
You know, the plague. No, I read it as 19th century, but I imagined it as like hundreds and hundreds of years ago, ancient times. And it was just the 1800s.
Yeah.
Which feels very different than, like, you know, ancient China.
Yeah. Well, I don't know what 1800s China was like.
I guess so. I guess I just, because I went to China last summer, and I'm like, China's been around for years, like, with palaces and stuff, so why wouldn't there be people in the gardens in the palace times?
Yeah. They do some text conversations.
Oh, not those.
There's so many puns, which actually, I was thinking back on it, and in my time in school, I had a couple of Taiwanese friends, and they did love puns. They thought they were quite funny. And I don't know if the, I'm just, like putting that connection in. We should have asked Vanessa.
I have never heard Vanessa say puns, or, like, I mean, none of my friends do puns, so maybe she's like, why don't we do puns? Maybe she times for the puns.
Yeah.
But she's never done one, so. Yeah.
Mariah and I don't, I think we could safely say we're not pun people. So, yeah, most of this book was painful.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, they do puns on their last names, because he's, like, Chase Yu, so they put Yu as...
I know, and I was like, this isn't even a good pun, because unless it's in text, it just sounds like you're saying Yu.
And then he also uses Chu, like...
Will you choose me?
Yeah,
it's awful. I don't even know if he uses that one.
That's, he does.
Yeah, okay.
I hate it. chapter 7, Ultimate Champion... And yeah, they
this is the date.
Date.
Okay, so like day two, they went to Kung Fu and now off to the date. Day two. Day yep. two, people.
I was like, I like Chase more than Ali.
Yes.
But I don't love Chase.
Yes. Some things I noted about the beginning of the date is it's after Kung Fu practice and he doesn't change.
Yep. They just go in their weird. They. There's a name for their kung fu clothes, but
yeah, I don't remember. But I was like, man, he's gonna smell. He's like a 17-year-old boy who just worked out for an hour.
Yep. Ugh. She's probably gonna stink too. And they're just like, yep, get in there. He pulls out lockpicks, which are like a recurring thing in this, and I'm like, is this, maybe we should have asked Vanessa, is this like a Chinese thing? That
I don't think so.
I think that was a racist thing for me to say.
And now they go on the most weirdest date ever.
Yeah, they kiss, he growls. He challenges her to push up.
And when they kiss, this is also a recurring theme of the podcast, he smells like citrus.
Oh, God. If we didn't know what he smelled like, then how can we even like him? Which he should smell like sweat.
Well, that's what I thought. I was like, of course he smells like citrus, because citrus is kind of like that sour. Like, if you get the soury smell of citrus. I'm like, yeah, he smells like sweat. That's the smell you smell. Rotten lemons.
Yeah, so they had to do this weird push-up, sit-up, sprinting contest for her to earn her dinner.
Whoever wins is the ultimate champion.
Yeah, they roll around, end up kissing,
and then they have dinner. It's pizza.
Yep, delivered to the roof.
Yeah,
which is super weird. And then chapter 8, her mother busts in.
Yep,
onto the roof
and bans them.
Yeah,
from dating, and tells her no kung fu.
She's like, are you? She says to Ali, are you trying to punish me by being as loose as possible in front of Chase? And I was like, oh, geez.
Was it in this chapter or the next one where her mom was like, if only you were a boy, which is also another running drop her mom loves to give her.
Yep.
Which really upsets her.
Yeah, no, chapter 9, mom is like, I wish you were a boy. Then she tells the dad to deal with her, and the dad is like, kind of nice.
Her dad is kind of sweet, but he's a sad man.
Yes.
And, like, he can't get out of his sadness.
Yeah.
And that is kind of where he's stuck.
Yeah, he says, I wish your mom would stop telling you that she wishes you were a boy. And she's like, I also wish that.
Yes, but we also, is this too where we discover that her mom is infertile?
Yeah, he was like, I meant you shouldn't feel bad about causing her infertility. And Ali's like, what?
And basically says, and this, like, you shouldn't feel bad, but also your mother blames you for her infertility, which is like, oh, wow, so nice, mom, so nice.
Mm-hmm. And then, yeah, he's like, we show our love by sacrificing, and she gave up painting for you.
Again, I was like, why would you need to do, why don't you just start painting
you
again?
You can paint. Like what does she do? What does adult. She do during the day?
I didn't get that either. I was like, man, just start painting. But again, that even she says, like, is this just because she is Americanized, where for them that's like you sacrifice, you give up everything, and she's like, dude, don't. Like, yeah. Just do what you want to do and raise me. You can do both things, which is a very American way of thinking. Mm-hmm.
She uses Vaseline to break out of her house, which I was like, what?
Still day two, guys.
So she goes, throws rocks at Chase's window because she couldn't text him because they took her phone, I think.
Yeah, they did.
They go to a corn maze and look at fireflies and make out. And then his parents come.
Also, so this is where I was like, what? Because, like, she snuck out at 2 a.m. So now they've gone to the corn maze. It's like, now it's day three, guys. It's like really late, really late. And his mom is just like, hey.
She just walks into the cornfield and just like, hello. She's like, Chase, please. That's literally all she said.
His mom was weird. She like couldn't come up with thoughts.
Yeah.
She couldn't do complete sentences.
Yeah.
So clearly something's up with the Yu family.
Yeah. He's like, my parents had two boys. One's gone and they aren't too fond of me.
She's worried. Ali's
worried that his mom's going to tell her mom.
And she's like, I swear and promise she won't.
Yeah.
100% guaranteed she won't tell your mom. So they're safe.
Yep. Yeah, she went to bed at 5 a.m.
day three.
Yeah. Woo.
Okay.
And then there's this insane line. So both of them are tired in class and they're like falling asleep. And the teacher is like, enjoy the rice patties on the weekends, kids. As if that's what they were doing all night. It's working the rice patties. And I was like, this is the weirdest racism I've ever heard.
I remember his comeback for this. We were talking about this.
Oh, were we?
Yes. Because his comeback was, should I assume that you guys are all at the hot dog factory? On the weekends?
Okay, so this is my issue with Chase's comebacks, is they always are, like, just flipping it to the white version of whatever the racism was.
Yeah.
And I don't know if that's because it's a younger audience. They're like, how would you like it? Like, this is how it would feel. But it just, I don't know, it just takes away from the impact of it. It feels stupid when he's, like, working out the rice patties at night was a ridiculous line to start. And then for him to turn it around to the white person version, it was just still ridiculous.
Yeah. They actually do that earlier, too, with the girls, where it's like, how would you feel if I assumed
that
you
it's
were...
like a recurring thing where they're like, how would you feel if I did this to you?
Yeah.
And I get, like, maybe
and, like, talked
aren't...
in a Midwestern accent, and then they get really offended, too. And it's like, man, should I not talk with Midwestern accents anymore? It's my best accent.
They use the lockpicks to break into the counselor's office.
Yeah, so they get thrown into class again. And then they're off to the counselor's office. Conveniently, no one's in the office. No, the secretary is not in her office. Principals aren't in their office. The counselor's not in his office. And she's like, let's break in.
Yeah. And so then because she doesn't have her phone, she uses Chase's phone to take pictures of her file and
his file. She told him they were just going to look at her file, but she secretly takes pictures of his file to find out about the Yu family.
Yeah.
And her justification, I think I wrote it down because I was like, oh, girl, you've got problems. Her justification was something along the lines of, she would rather snoop on someone else's life and find out their past that way than actually have to tell, like, actually have them to tell her. Because for her, that would just be terrible. And she would rather people snoop on her life than...
And then she's like, why is my mother like this?
She's like, it's easier. It's easier if I just find out for him to have to tell me, because then he doesn't have to tell me and it's not hard for him. I'm like, you girl.
Yeah. And then they just make out after.
They make out on the very clearly it's on a table because they're like, the table was dusty and it's not dusty anymore.
I didn't like that.
Oh no! I missed my cheesiest line.
Go ahead. What is it?
Okay. Well, it was on their date, and it wasn't a thing that was said. I think I wrote one that was said later, but it was what the author said, which was Ali's thoughts about during that Ultimate Champion fighting competition, because she was like thinking in her head, "I'm really good at sit-ups," and this was why, because she had gone through a period of time, not menstruation, where she was obsessed with her core. And I remember thinking, that's obvious. You don't need us to know that it's not about menstruation.
There's another menstruation comment that I was thinking of nominating for my stupidest line, which I was like, I'm now surprised that there's two menstruation comments.
I was like, a period, like, what girl during her period is like, core, I want to do sit-ups on my aching, crampy stomach.
Don't know. don't understand.
So obviously it was a period of time, lady. That was my thing. I read it and I was like, writing that one down. And then once I lost my notes, I had to go back and find it.
They talk about the eating dog stereotype and that someone
thought that Ollie had eaten her lost dog.
Yeah. And there's another one where she's like, some cultures, cows are sacred and we eat burgers. So yeah. We're like, and it was another one where I was like, okay, I know there's a white person equivalent to the racist thing. Yeah.
I wonder if that one does feel more like a children's thing.
Of explaining.
Yeah, because for kids, but I mean, this is like young, like, this is like a young adult. Year old. Yeah, I was thinking like this would be read by young adults, but for maybe some of them, they're like, I've never thought of that before.
Maybe. Maybe.
Maybe. Maybe kids in Indiana have never thought about that before. Maybe we're just different.
Are we being racist to Indiana?
Indianans?
I don't know. And this whole conversation with Brenda was happening in the bathroom when she was snooping through Chase's phone. And I was like, this is such a weird bathroom conversation where they just go in depth to like the racism she's experienced. Chapter 13, origin story. So she reads about Chase and his brother, Yang.
Yang. Oh, goodness. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yang.
Yeah. So it's been 1 month since Yang fled and the lawsuit was filed. Yang is the one who named Chase Chase, and that's why he has such a white name.
Yeah, I'm actually impressed he got a good name at all. He was five when he got to name his younger brother. Like, my cousin is six, and the names she picks for things. I remember her favorite one was, like, Cuckoo Yaya. I'm like, if she had named her sibling Cuckoo Yaya, like, no. Like, you can't let children name people.
He indicates that he likes the puns and she has mentally
and
notes.
And she mentally notes, oh, keep up the puns.
More puns.
Oh, no.
Chapter 14, no good.
Oh, that was my next one.
Oh.
I had a mental note to keep up the puns. Yeah. And then I wrote, bleh.
The puns are terrible. They're brutal.
Not into them.
Yep. I know. She ditches class to go look up Chase in the lawsuit. She's like, this is obviously why my mom thinks you're bad.
Yeah.
And then...
which is basically that the brother frauded friends and family, asked them to pay him money to help them get into Ivy League schools, and then didn't follow through. And now none of them are going to Ivy League schools.
Yeah. And then he just ran off to hide because they were suing him.
Yes. And so Chase and his family feel shame.
Yes. Chapter 15... this old man comes to her house.
Day three. Old random man shows up. I'm like, come on. Like, time could have passed.
He's like, it's me, your great uncle. And the dad is like, hello.
Because it's like the dad's uncle.
Yeah.
And he's like, you're here. How did you get here?
And I was like, the mom is like selling Ollie or something. Like, she's doing something very sketchy. But yeah, the old man has come into some lucky money and has come to America, and the dad's dad assumed that he was dead. The old guy is just staying with them now. He just is there.
He's just gonna live in their house.
Yep.
It was so weird.
The dad briefly appreciates the mom for being like welcoming to this great uncle guy.
Yes, and Ali gets a snippet of like what life was like when they used to love each other.
But not anymore. Someone's funding a trip for her to go to China because they're poor.
Because she's like, basically like, I looked it up, mom, there's no programs to send people to China. And she's like, oh, there's a private benefactor who's paying.
And she's like, what? Why? Which valid? Chapter 17, tap, tippy, tap.
Oh, because Chase comes over and throws rocks at her window.
He sure does.
That's like, tappity, tap, tappity,
and
tap.
And he's all like, you have a great uncle? And she's like, yeah, I guess. He's here now.
Day three, guys.
They swing on the swings, and they talk about this park with Zhu Yingtai and Shambo
Liang
Shambo, and that's a park in China with the lovers, the butterfly lovers.
And that this must have something to do with the reason why her mom won't let her date Chase.
Mm-hmm. And then he realizes she looked through his file. And I was like, well, yeah, obviously he was going to figure that out. She, like, left a photo on his phone or something. And he's all like, why didn't you ask? And she's like, why didn't you tell me? And then...
Yes. And her justification was, like, she had asked him a question of, like, do you have a brother or something? Like, something that wasn't, like, a...
explicitly asking.
Yes. And then he answered that question. And, like, she was like, clearly from that, I wanted you to tell me more. And he was like...
Well, how was I supposed to know that?
And also, so this is, I thought, just during this, because he's like, I didn't tell you. And it's like, well, of course he wouldn't. You don't know each other. It's day three.
Yeah.
Like, this is private family business. Like, you want to know, get, like, you know.
You want to know, like, someone more than 2 days.
Yes. Like, after 2 days, I don't go around telling people my family's deep, dark secrets. My family doesn't have deep, dark, fraud secrets. But, you know, like. Something's in your chest.
I know. I understand why that was personal. Like,
and she's like, why didn't you tell me? I want. I was like, duh, of course he wouldn't tell you. It's been day three.
I know. I was totally on his side with this fight. I was like, yeah, if you wanted to know, you should have asked. Yeah. And like, yeah.
And he could have been like, it's my family business. And like, when I know you more, we'll talk about it.
Yeah. There's a retreat is the opposite of chase thing, which I was like, I hate this joke.
I ignored it. I remember going, ugh, and kept going.
There's like a line where she's like, I'm tired of getting blamed. And I was like, you're clearly in the wrong. And they part ways angry.
Yeah. And now it's the weekend. So day 5 and 6 happen together.
Breaks into her mother's safe.
Yes, she just got into a big fight about sneaking and snooping, and then promptly breaks into her mother's safe.
Yep. She finds an envelope, articles about the Butterfly Lovers Park, pictures of Yoon. She has her phone back somehow, and she takes pictures and, like, translates them. And
she finds something that indicates that her mom wants her to go back to China and prove that it was, like, a good choice.
Yeah, for the mother.
To have married for love.
Yeah, because she finds a picture of her parents.
And it reminds her of how much they used to love each other.
Yeah, and she finds her mother's paintings and realizes they've been saving money so Ali could go to college.
And she's like, why wouldn't they just tell me all these things?
Yep.
But they don't.
And then we hear the great uncle's story. He was denied an education, forced to work. Great grandfather escaped to Taiwan.
And left him behind. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And started a new family, which is where Ali's father came from.
Yes.
Or Ali's grandfather came from.
Yeah. And then he just tells her, like, these really cryptic things. Like, he knows things about her. She's like, how would you know this? And then he tells her, like, to just live. She has the choice and to live it.
And gives her origami turtles. Chapter 19, Ali Guyver. Hate them. Hate the chapter title.
Oh, this is because she does that sneaky sneaky with the fingerprints. Some more sneaky sneaky.
Yeah. She tries to email an apology to Chase, but doesn't send it, and then apologizes to Yoon. Utterly sorry.
Oh, that's the one. That's the one I remember. Like, Lainey's going to have to read that out loud.
I hate it. She makes all these cow puns because they went to this cow place.
Like, had to get ice cow cream. Puns. Yeah.
It wasn't funny then, and it's still not funny now. I think it's supposed... Oh, I hope this email amused you. I don't have to say these things. I hate it. And he replies with more cow jokes. I hate it.
And he forgives her.
Yeah. Kyle tries to apologize and ends up telling her to go back where she came from.
Which makes her decide to go to China. Which is day 6.
Wow.
Day 6, people.
Off to China.
Off to China. Day 7.
Chapter 21. No, chapter 21, shit plus fan.
Oh, yeah, because all the of consequences here is that she's talking to Chase, they're having lunch, they're, like, deciding they should go on a break, and he wants to go on a break, she wants to go to China, and then her mom shows up.
Yeah.
And gets mad.
Yeah.
At her for talking to Chase. And then they go to the counselor's office.
It's revealed that the mother thinks Chase is bad.
Yes. And then, yeah. So, like, they go to the counselor's office. Mm-hmm. And she's like, is your problem with Chase his family things? And her mom was like, no, her problem is just that he's here, and people who live here must have problems, because why would anyone live here?
This is such a shitty town, and we are shitty, and yes. So he's shitty too.
So now Ali's mad at herself, because she's like, now my mom knows there is actually something wrong with Jesus' family.
Yeah.
More fire to her ammunition.
Yeah. But yeah, the mom has bought the ticket.
And Ali will go, because she's like, I just want to get away from you.
Yeah. And so she's going to go see Yoon in Shanghai.
Yes, because that is a 2-hour drive from the park. And she's like, now I can get to the park. Mwaha. And her mom is all for this. Her mom, she's like, I want to go stay with Yoon. And her mom was like, perfect. I wouldn't want it any other way.
Yeah, sneaky, sneaky. Chapter 22, Achilles' heel.
Oh, I remember this one. I had another, this is a good moment of learning.
The dad is like, you should have gone to Taiwan and seen your namesake. And he doesn't even know where the money came from for this.
He asks where it come from. And the mom was like, not from you, you poor man.
Which is just brutal. Yeah, she talks to her mom about Chase and then like a wire transfer of money that the mom sent seven months ago. And the mom like drives off the road. Because she's like, you're not supposed to know that.
Then her mom gets mad at her for breaking into the safe. Mm-hmm. They have a big conversation about wisdom and respect your elders and do what's... They know what's best for you.
And I was like, the mother is definitely marrying her to Yoon at this point.
This is when you figured it out. Yeah. Interesting. And then she gets really mad at her mom. And my useful insight again... Or I wonder if this was about her mom or about Chase. But in general, I thought, man, so good. It was one of life's sad little ironies that it was easier to hurt someone you cared about, someone you knew so intimately, you could go straight for the Achilles heel. And I was like, man, so true.
It is. It's a deep one. And it's weird. This one had parts where I was like, whoa, hashtag deep. But yeah. Then other ones where I was like, stupid.
Yes. I liked that one. I was like, man, like.
Yeah.
And I thought it was such a good way of wording it and everything.
Yeah.
So yeah. Now she's off to China.
Chapter 23, Fat Soup.
Is she anything,
gets to Shanghai, anything cow puns here? With Yoon.
This is when I figured it out.
Use the word utter a lot. Yoon's mom is dead.
And his dad keeps interviewing her. What college are you going to? Yeah. And then she won't give him an answer because she's like, it's weird you're asking me. And he's like, college is very important. And I was like, why is he so curious?
Why is he so weird?
Okay. You guys, this is day 10. Day 10.
Okay, we gotta briefly dip into an interlude where they're with Shambo and Ying Tai, mm-hmm. and because there was a stupid line that like it was like one of my nominees for stupidest lines. Okay. Shambo gaped at the shape of my breast because she has been binding her chest and it like fell off, and like, that was like the opening to this, and I was like, wait, weird. And I just, it was so funny because I was like, they're having this little like Mulan situation where Shen, like he like confesses that he loves her. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, he's thought that she was a man this whole time. And he's just like, oh, you're a woman? That's fine. Like, I just, it's so funny. Like this Mulan situation.
Well, yeah, that's Mulan. Yeah. The other movie, she's the man.
Yeah.
Which is great. But also like he has like lived with you as a man and now you're a woman and you're like, oh, okay. Actually, he did like not, and she's the man. He was a little sketched out.
About
but he came around pretty quick.
It's just, it's so funny. Like these guys, they just are like, I guess I'm into men, and then they just find out she's a woman, and they're like, oh, good,
I'm not gay,
and they just roll with it, like, no matter what's happening, like no matter what, if she has boobs or not, it's like I'm good.
In it. Okay,
which that's great. Chapter 24. Utter nonsense.
They go to the park.
Yeah. And then she tells Yoon she has a boyfriend. And Yoon's like, I don't even try to date. His mom died of a brain aneurysm. I found that Chase and Yoon's personalities were kind of similar. Like, I didn't...
There wasn't much a lot of
differentiation.
No. That was one thing, like...
Chase and Ali too, almost, were similar.
Everyone was the same. That was one of the things. So, like, she says that Chase makes her feel like herself, and I was like, on one level, great, like, cool, like, mm-hmm. but also so convenient. Like, first Asian guy to come to town and he's like the perfect guy for you. That doesn't happen. Like, in real life, that doesn't happen.
It's her romance story. They realize that Ali's mom and Yoon's dad lied about them knowing each other when they were kids because they grew up in different places.
And had never been to, like...
In the same place.
She grew up in Boston. He'd never been to Boston. He grew up in Minneapolis and she had never... So they're like, we never knew each other.
We don't know each other.
Yeah, like, we're strangers. So why did our families bring us together?
And the park is a matchmaking park.
Oh! Mm-hmm.
And they get really mad, so we tear down all the ads at this park.
Yes. And the thing... Okay, so I also was like... kind of took issue with this part of the book, and I actually looked up the park because it is a real park.
I like that you looked that up and I was like, where's Indiana?
It is a real park. People matchmake there, but the difference, so she changed a little bit, because the real park, everyone knows it's a matchmaking park. It's not a secret. The kids know, the kids go and get matches, because that's a cultural thing. In some parts of the world, people do matchmaking. Her version, it was a secret. And so the parents were going there against the parents' kids' wishes and creating matches, which I still didn't understand because I was like, what, did you force them down the aisle?
Yeah, like, what's going to happen when they find out? They're just going to be like, no.
Or are they going to say, okay, yeah, I'll do it. I'm like, down.
Yeah, I'll just sign my marriage certificate.
That just seemed so weird to me because I was like, I don't have a problem with matchmaking. I took a psychology relationship class. Matchmaking marriages are more successful than us. Than us love marriages.
And idiots. I think it makes a lot of sense. Like, especially when it's like these families are choosing based on like similar values.
Yes, and that was exactly what the psychology taught us was parents look at the child. They know their personality. They know what they want. They know what they're heading towards. And they don't use emotions because there is no emotion for them. There is no feeling of love. And that's what that's what ends up working for them. And basically what it is that for the first 7 years, a matchmaking marriage is hard because you're getting to know each other. Normally love marriages, they'll date for years and years. You dated for
5 years
before you got engaged.
Yeah.
So like they're doing the dating, but they're already married. But their parents rationally were like, they're good for each other. Yeah. So they're going to find the love. Yeah. It's just going to take them longer.
And I do think, like, I think that marriages are more like a partnership where you need similar, like, ways that you live your lives or similar goals or, like, whatever.
Yes. And so they find that matchmaking marriages after the seventh year get better, better and better each year from there on. Where love marriages, after 7 years, they get worse.
Oh, good. Reassuring.
But the love starts to decline because a lot of it was based on the love and the emotions, and those don't last forever.
Yeah.
And parents are like, we know that because we've been married. Ugh.
Yeah.
So I was bothered because they were so bothered by it. And I was like, this is just someone else's culture.
It's their culture.
Except for I get the secrecy, but I didn't get the secrecy because I was like, who does it? Like when you find out your parents secretly married you off, you can just be like, hell no.
No.
And then not do it.
Yeah, like especially if they're like getting married in America. So they're going to be like, are you being held here against your will? And they're like, yeah.
And then the marriage will end.
Yeah.
I was like, I don't understand. But anyways, that was my little like, ugh. Okay, continue.
And so it turns out Ali's ancestor was the butterfly lover Ying Tai with Shambo, and they started Ying Tai's father started the park, and so then the matchmaking was happening there to like have the blessing of these
two
famous
people.
Lovers.
And they were like, that's ironic because they fell in love, they didn't get matched.
Yeah. So Yoon confronts his dad, and the dad is all like, me and your mother met through the park, and your mother was giving me all these signs that this is what she wanted for you. And so he's like, I found this girl who was American.
And he was like, it's perfect.
Yeah.
Which on paper, sure, it's perfect. But also the way they were making the matches was like, literally like the bullet point. It was like name, height, weight, how much money they make, and occupation. And I was like, that's not how matchmaking works either. Like, it's actually...
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, you need to know that like they base it on all the things, not just bullet point.
Yeah.
Like the top of your resume. They didn't even get into the nitty gritty. It was just like name, address.
Yeah, it's revealed. So he confesses that he's gay to his dad. Yeah. And it's revealed that he keeps a bag packed, which I was like, oof.
Yeah.
My heart.
Yeah.
Yoon, you poor boy.
Yes, because he's worried he'll be thrown out at a minute's notice. And so him and Ali head back to America.
They
day 11.
Because he just takes his dad's credit card and he's like, bye, I'm going to America.
Yeah, so like she got there on day 10, slept, went to the park, and now on day 11 is back to heading back to America. I mean, based off of time difference, there's a little bit more, like maybe day 12 now, but.
Yeah. She asks Chase to meet them in Chicago.
Yeah. Running. They kind of excluded Yoon a lot, and I wasn't about it.
Like,
because they kept making out and stuff, and I was like, I don't know. I've hung out with you and your boyfriend, now fiancé, and I've hung out with many of my friends who have boyfriends, and they don't just, like, sneak off to make out.
And just leave you alone, like, yeah.
Usually it's the other way around, that the boyfriend gets left behind because I'm over it. Which I'm like, that's the way it should be. Like, entertain your guests. Come on.
Yeah, entertain your fake fiancé. Like, it is revealed that Chase is 5'7". Which, I am 5'7", great height. I think that's an excellent height. They're like, the past few days have been brutal. And so, yeah, I guess their whole existence has been brutal.
Yes. I stopped taking, I stopped doing my shortest span of time ever calculator on day 11, because that's, I didn't finish my notes. So I don't know how many more days it is, but it's been 11 days since the beginning of this book.
Yep. Chase has been working through his, like, shame and bitterness and jealousy, and I felt, I don't know, it kind of bothered me that that, like, development just happened off page, where he was just like, okay, I'm gonna fix things with my parents also, since we had one fight.
It's been a day.
Okay.
It's actually been, since the day we found out about his shame, it's day 7, so it's been 4 days.
Yeah. That's plenty of time.
They hired a private and get investigator in that time.
No, that was later.
Oh, okay, okay. That's like a later thing.
Yeah, fine. That's the epilogue, I think.
Okay, fine.
Yeah, I wrote, I was starting to like Yoon, and then he just got terrible, like, right here.
Why? What did he do?
He gets, like, he was, like, stop, like, being all testosterone-y because... He says this to Chase because, like, he's with Ali, and Chase is all like, ooh, another man. And I was like, Yoon, don't say that. I don't know. It just, it felt really weird. And he just started, like, the way he was talking. I was like, wow, I was really on board with Yoon, and now I just don't like him for some reason. Oh, and then he's like, I can't be third wheel, and we gotta find me a man. And I was like, why is Yoon like this all of a sudden? He was like, I don't know. People just, like, switched on, like, a dime. They were just like, I'm ashamed of everything. Just kidding. I'm fine now.
Yeah. And now I'm going to just go find myself a guy and it'll be great.
Yeah. I'm gay and I'm fine with it. Which I guess he did, like, come out to his dad and did things. It just feels like...
Would you really go from, like... Because he had said, I am terrified of, like, asking men out, like...
Yeah, of even, like, seeming interested in them.
And now he's like, ah, I'm all in. Let's go. And doesn't he find a man, like, in exchange numbers and stuff?
Yeah, they go to an art gallery and Yoon just flirts with some rando guy. There's puns. And she's like, we're relationship goals and you know it.
And I was like, 11 days and you guys know nothing about each other. Another thing I also thought was like, within the first week of your relationship, you guys already broke up. And I remember, this is a quote from The Bachelor. I know you don't like that show.
Do I dislike it?
Well, yeah, no, you've never watched it.
That's true. That doesn't mean I dislike it.
Would you watch it?
Maybe.
Okay, because there was a relationship that, like, went so badly, and the father of The Bachelor was like, you know when a relationship starts this way? You don't want it to start this way.
Yeah.
Relationships in the beginning should be the best time. And if it's bad times, you should get out. And I was like, that's, like, a motto now. It rings in my head whenever I see this, like, this isn't relationship goals.
Yeah.
You guys lie to each other. You hide things from each other.
Yeah.
You snoop in each other's business.
Yeah.
And then you break up.
Yep.
Not relationship goals. That's the one that the Bachelor's father would say, run for the hills, Ollie. Run for the hills.
Chapter 28, getting serious.
But instead of running for the hills, she's gonna get serious.
They check into a hotel, order deep dish pizza, and this is when they're like, Yoon, like, leaves, and then they just start making out. She gets pizza sauce on his face when she kisses him, and I'm like, ew.
Ew. She has pizza sauce on her face still.
Yeah, and she's like, oh, so hot.
Ew.
Like, it's so gross. Yeah, Yoon just bursts in, and he's like, my dad doesn't get to do this. This is, like, the next morning. And he just decides to go back to China.
So like, it's like,
what are you doing, Yoon?
Day 13, day 14. The amount of travel back and forth to China, like, China's a long way away.
Yeah.
It would suck to do back to back.
Yeah, like, him just coming here for, like, 2 days because he's like, I came out and I'm scared. And then just goes back to his, I'm just like, what are you doing, Yoon?
His dad also takes away his credit card, so maybe that's a part of it.
Maybe. It was just weird. They drive back to Indiana. She goes home and yells at her great uncle. Her great uncle was one of my, I preferred him as a character. Like, the dad, the great uncle. And that's
pretty much it. But she yells at him because he's the one who orchestrated the match. Because yeah. He was her representative in China.
Yeah.
To seal the deal.
And so the mom, like, told her all these, like, nice things about her. Mm-hmm. And, like, so he knew her. And then he was like, I just wanted a family. And, like, he was like, I was so bitter for so long and I just wanted to.
Yes. And he also, like, he tells her to choose. Like, he's saying, like.
Yeah. Yeah, like, you can do what you want.
Yeah.
And then the dad sees the flyer and gets mad.
Because they had a love marriage. And then, like, finally the mom and dad kind of are vulnerable with each other.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Yeah. Yeah, no, so this is where Ali starts saying things where I'm like, you don't just say those things. Like, she was like, or to the mom, was like, you're doing this because you regret having a love marriage. Mm-hmm. And I was like, that's a really harsh thing to say. They argue, parents argue, everyone is upset.
But she says at least they're arguing because before it was silence.
Yeah. And there was so much shame. Like, it was Chase's family's shame. There was their shame for being poor in this Indiana town.
Yeah, shame for being gay.
Mm-hmm. And the mom was also like, I guess that's later, but I was like, that is, I liked that part of this book too, where I was like, this is a really, like, examining the shame that Asian families yeah. deal with. Like,
yeah.
I was like, that's deep and personal. Yeah. Why do you use some stupid lines for it?
Yes. And that is a big thing. I learned about that in my cultural psychology of saving face.
Yeah.
Perfect, like a
exterior. Kinda
portray a perfect exterior,
mm-hmm.
which is not feasible.
Yeah. And so then they make these park flyers that are, like, let people choose, and they get Yoon to, like, put them up in the park
yeah.
to, like, ruin the park.
Yeah. Again, I was like, but it's a culture. Like, expose it and make it be an open matchmaking where the kids, like, go, I want to be match made as well.
Yeah.
Don't destroy it.
Yeah. So here's our menstruating comment that I nominate for the worst line. This is another flashback to Zhu Yingtai in 19th century. Uh-huh. And so they are leaving school to run away and be together. And she walks into school dressed, not, I don't think dressed as a woman, but not binding her chest or anything. And she's like, if I had been menstruating, I would have also bled all over the floor for emphasis.
I do vaguely remember that.
Yeah. Do you find that weird? Because I find that so weird. Very weird.
Who thinks that? I don't think Mulan would have done it.
I just, like, part of being a woman is not, like, it is menstruating, but it's not, like, the part that I'm like, woo. This is being a woman. It's getting to menstruate on the floor.
Whenever I desire. Well, not whenever. Once a month. Once a month I bleed on the floor.
So proud. This'll show them how good it is. So she talks to her mom, and then her mom was, like, struggling with being lonely, and, like, the mom is experiencing racism in town and didn't want to, like, she wanted to be a role model for Ali and be like, look, I'm strong, but she was, like, scared and bad. And then it's revealed that she's like, I wish you were a boy. And I said that because girls have such a hard time. Mm-hmm. And she's like, I wanted things to be easy for you.
Yeah, it wasn't like a...
It wasn't because I wish you were a
boy. Like, that she wanted a boy.
Yeah. And then the mom, like, looked up to Yingtai. And then there's the epilogue. And where Chase's parents meet her parents. And I was like, the great uncle is their daughter now.
Is their daughter?
Yeah, like, their daughter goes off to school and the great uncle just takes her room. and is like, it's me, your daughter, Ali.
That's funny. Yeah.
Yeah, Chase is making headway, communicating with his parents. And then the parents, like, the two sets of parents talk to each other about Taiwan. And I was like, they could be friends.
They have friends now.
They could be friends.
And then, and like, they're all kind of getting over their shame. Mom and dad are working on their relationship. Mm-hmm. Ollie's not getting married to Yoon. She's going to keep dating Chase in Chicago.
Yep. Yoon and his dad are moving to New York because he received threats because he came out publicly, which was like, whoa. She does Chinese New Year with her racist friends. And, yep.
Well, not her racist friends. The ones that have been the the ones that have been the least racist are the ones who have been most willing to apologize, work on things.
I guess. Yeah, so final thoughts on the book. Does Chase...
No. He does not surpass...
Innkeeper.
Innkeeper had no flaws.
He...
I mean, it's going to be hard for everyone.
He had no character. So, Innkeeper was a very minor character from the last book we read, The Starless Sea by...
Aaron Morgenstern?
Yeah.
He was just so nice and calm and happy and...
Okay, so is Chase going to be number two above Callias?
I think I might like Callias better.
Me too. Wow, you were really harsh to Chase. I think it's just all the characters were really like, they were just angry.
Angry, and that was it. Like, their state was anger, and there was no movement from that. Mm-hmm.
And I think, like, the problem for me was, like, the humor was not my thing.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe if you love puns, maybe you'd be like, ha ha ha, like, screaming laughing through the whole thing. But it was just not my jam.
No, me either.
And I like, and it is, it's funny because I liked the author's voice. And so.
Yeah. I think it's also hard too because like Callias, okay, like just one example.
Yeah.
Callias took her on a date to a picnic, to a lake. And I was like, good date. He took her on a date where they had to do push-ups.
Yeah. It's another one like.
Like, why would you fall in love with that? Why would most girls fall in love with that?
Like with Callias, the other thing is like Callias and Alessandra.
Yeah.
They were good for each other because they were both bloodthirsty. Ali and Chase are good for each other because they're both
angry.
Angry Asian and competitive. No, that wasn't racist. They are those are the things they like.
And she said that she liked that. Like he got her because they understood each other's culture because they
They are both Taiwanese.
She would say Mandarin jokes and he would laugh because he understood them and no one else has.
And maybe that's why we didn't get him, because we didn't get the Mandarin jokes. But yeah, thanks for listening. That's all. Bye-bye.